Hello, you're listening to Bits of Bryn. Here's a sneak peek into the new intro that I'm working on. Hello, today is March 27th, 2006, and you are listening to the first podcast after the one-year mark. Because of my recent condition, I haven't been able to get a podcast out in a while, but this one should make up for everything. I even recorded 3 songs for it. I can't wait to get started. I'd also like to thank the podcasters from the Prodigal Cast for sending me these nice birthday wishes.
Hi, Bryn. Congratulations on your one-year podcast anniversary, and happy birthday!
Hi, Bryn. This is Luke, and happy birthday. Congratulations on your first year of podcasting.
Despite the fact that I was ill, I was preparing for a performance all the while. It was called Federation and is a nationwide classical and musical theater convention where you are judged and critiqued. A high score is great for resumes. I hadn't even heard about Federation until February, but apparently it is a well-known posh event to be a part of. I was there on the 18th of March. I sang The Girl I Mean to Be from The Secret Garden and I Am Not That Girl from Wicked. For the judges, I was more nervous than I thought I would ever be. I'd never been judged classically before, and I assumed I would receive a terrible score. After my performance, my mother was in the right place at the right time and saw my scores being delivered to my voice teacher. She snuck a peek and saw that I received a superior 5, which was the highest score possible. I am so thrilled about it. I was also really surprised because, in all honesty, I don't know the first thing about musical theater. This week, I learned about the importance of knowing the composer of a song. My father told me I should jot down the composer of songs that appeal to my fancy and might be close to something I'd like to sing. I'd been neglecting that until Saturday when I decided to take a peek at the composer category on my iPod. I came across Diane Warren and found that she wrote one of my favorite songs, Some Kind of Miracle by Kelly Clarkson. The lyrics in that song are so moving for me. I love the songs that seem like they are written about you. Since that song has always stood out for me, I decided to look up Diane Warren. I found her website, which was www.realsongs.com, and discovered that she wrote some of my favorite songs of all time. Some of the songs that she wrote that stood out for me were How Do I Live Without You and Can't Fight the Moonlight by Leanne Rimes, Don't Turn Around by Ace of Base, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith, I Want You to Need Me and Because You Love Me by Celine Dion, and I Could Not Ask for More by Sarah Evans. I was very excited to find out that she wrote that song because I purchased the minus track to her earlier this week so I could do it on this podcast because I loved it so much. I'll do that song next week. I was awed by the prolificacy of Diane Warren's songwriting ability. I started to rip the CD inserts out of my favorite CDs to see if she wrote any of the songs and found that she wrote 3 songs for Carrie Underwood. I'm going to make a list of my favorite songwriters, so if I ever land a contract, I'll have the list handy if I can't write all my own songs. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for composers from now on. You should check out Diane Warren. Chances are she wrote one of your favorite songs. Can you believe how fast everything has been moving on American Idol? We already have our top 10. I'm quite impressed with this year's contestants. Most of them are superbly talented and deserve to be up there. A few of them are fantastic. I am quite enjoying this season. It definitely is an Evil Idol 5. I can't believe that Simon already picked his top 3. If you haven't already, you can read my review on his choices at my website, bitsofbryn.com. That's B-I-T-Z. I agree with Chris Daughtry and Taylor Hicks, but a lobotomy couldn't get me to agree that Kelly Pickler will be in the top 3. I hope Simon's foresight on that one is incorrect, but he was right before when he picked Carrie Underwood as the winner last year. We'll just have to wait 9 more weeks to see if Simon's right. The suspense is killing me. Also, there may be discrepancy in the live performances of American Idol. If you saw it last week, you may recall how Ace Young ended his performance. As he sang the last part of In the Still of the Night, the word still was a tad sour, and then he sang Night in falsetto and raised his arms wide open, and it was great. Then after his performance, they showed the small refresher clips from everybody else's because it was the end of the show, and Ace's clip showed the end of the performance, except that it didn't. It showed the end of the song, except that it was a completely different performance altogether. When he sang still, it was spot on, and the last note still sung in falsetto. He kept his hands on the microphone instead of spreading them. I'd never seen anything so odd in my life. It was a completely different performance. How did they do it? Why? When I saw it, I fell out of my chair and started shouting at the television. Somebody besides me was bound to have noticed the different vocals and position at the end of the show. I took screen grabs of both. You can see them on my website. If you tape the show, you can go watch the ending and see the major gap for yourself. I don't know about you, but I'm really doubting the show is live now. There must be some explanation for it, but even with all the contemplating of the mix-up that I've been doing, I'm nowhere near to a solution. Do you have any ideas? Leave some comments on the matter at my blog. It would be much appreciated. For odds and ends, what do you think of the new intro and stinger for year number two? I'm going to make some more stingers this week because having one is a little too repetitive. I have some ideas, but they aren't finished yet. I'm going to play with them a bit more along with the intro and outro with some fat techno beats and maybe some vocal tracks. But I'm pleased with how they've turned out so far. It's hard to believe it has already been a year, but I'm excited to get a jump on the next one. The three songs are coming up. The first one is I'm Not That Girl from Wicked, the one that I sang at Federation. The second, When You Say Nothing at All by Alison Krauss, who is my newfound favorite country artist, and Where Would You Be by Martina McBride, who is my all-time inspiration. I hope you enjoy it.
Don't wish, don't start. Wishing only wounds the heart. I wasn't born for the rose and pearls. There's a girl I know. He loves her. I'm not that girl. It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart without saying a word. You can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. Talking out loud, but when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing.
I wonder where your heart is, 'cause it sure don't feel like it's here. Sometimes I think you wish that I would just disappear. Have I got it all wrong? Have you felt this way long? Are you already gone? do you feel lonely when you're here by my side? Does the sound of freedom echo in your mind? Do you wish you were by yourself, or that I was someone else, anyone else? Where would you be? Don't wanna slow you down. I don't wanna make you feel like you're tied up and bound, 'cause that's not what love's about. If there's no chance we can work it out, tell me now. Oh, tell me now. Where would you be? You go if you were single and free. Who would you love? Would it be me? Where would you be? Have I become the enemy? Is it hard to be yourself in my company? Where would you be if you weren't here with me? Where would you go if you were single and free? Who would you love? Where would you go?